Blog Talk Radio.
That I have ever known is as black as history's bones. Sifting through the ashes like a man trying to find his wife's wedding ring after the Klan visits their home. Maybe that's why every man named Yusuf that I have ever known has a poetic bone or at least a sharp pen. And old Yusuf, who I've known longer than the rest, writes his ballpoint patriotism on cynical pages, crafting rough drafts of his freedom with a strange language the Ethiopians call Shabo. I suppose that his head is full of heartache when he weeps, untangling the kite tails of prejudice that hang over his head with arthritic fingers in a different alphabet, full of tongue-tangled phonics and tooth clicks that dance in front of his breath like a preview of a worldview I can't pretend to understand, a purview of penance for sinless intentions, an existence of sufferance and wisdom's rough chalice. Truth is, I often wish that I could write like him. But I come from a different land than him, even though he lives at the end of the same block where I learned to walk like my shadow was a weapon, where his nephews sling rock and he sits on the porch full of sun tea and pipe tobacco, laughing at children who think that a mouthful of I don't give a fuck painted on tongues makes them warriors. He rhymes Shabo words with a lifetime of exposing flesh full of copper and blood-stained soil to severe suns, while I sculpt clay masks for my tongue to uncover at an effort of suffering my own exposure. And I utter, we are written different. Individuals with lethal cerebral processes, and we've been taught that when we perceive difference, we're supposed to deduct. But suppose we deduce more truth in addition and leave the fractions for homework in mean southern kitchens where the sunshine hasn't quite found its way through moonshine hangovers and thick green tree canopies yet. If we're all so worried about color, then let's rub ourselves with fall leaves until we all look like we're blushing. Yusuf laughs and says, every person I've ever known has some unique movements of person or moments of passion that makes me wish I could be more like them. Long enough to let the difference settle in and carry away some fragments of possession. I've often wanted to be more like these women, who are so comfortable in their own skin that they can let somebody else come in. I envy their birth, not because it would be so much fun, mind you, but because of the connection with our children that men will never have. Let's face it, our part's over pretty quick. I don't care how much stamina you got, it ain't nothing compared to those 9 months. How men can barely hug without looking over their shoulders. So color, if color makes us different, then difference makes us twins. We may wrestle ourselves into riddle with wordplay, but our tongues lay down lines left unscribbled and keep time as we wrestle against the blind like Israel in competition with God. At the same time, we thank him because we stood as individuals to become brothers by these bloody knees and a limp that runs from hip to limb. So at least we know we don't bow to anything less than perfect. And we can finally just be men.
Benjamin, Kenobi, Kenobi, my motherfucking brother from three other mothers, Pogue.
I've been doing pretty good tonight.
Yeah, you sound like you're on speakerphone, son.
You know what? I'm trying the Skype thing out. I'm doing the host thing and I do the Skype too.
Oh,
see how that
shifts
out. I'm wearing headphones, so it's like a little microphone that you can.
Okay. So was that Zach, the poetry
that was
just like
Zach
is amazing.
All right, now Mary and I hung out with Zach. What? At Low Spirits, was it last week?
Saturday. Wait, Friday. Low Spirits last
Friday.
Week. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But Zachary Clubman from the Albuquerque Clam team, and he has a good sense to upload some of his cool shit on Reverb Nation for free download. And so I was like, well, crap, I'm going to play.
Yeah,
which is
good.
I
choice,
thought it
was awesome.
I think that guy's really cool. I was really impressed with the reading that he did on Friday. I really liked that one that he did with the other guy, and sorry that I didn't catch that guy.
Oh, the awkward, socially awkward guy one?
Yeah, where they were just going off about how they can't pick up on the mentality. I really liked that.
Yeah.
They had it all, planned, choreographed, so it was very good. Did a good job. That was a great night. The band with no name played that night, and DJ Beautifunk was there,
Yeah, we were epicless, but me and Nick freaking brought the thunder, dude. We were badass. I had so much fun Friday night.
That's awesome. Epicless? Oh, my God. That's crazy.
It was weird. We had to fill the space, and it was weird. We missed him, but, dude, we fucking rocked it. It was awesome to, have, respected musicians come up to you afterwards and be like, damn! I'm excited, Freaking, where are you guys playing next? It was fun.
Cool. Because you got invited to something, can we tell people about that, or does that have to be a secret?
I'm not 100% sure. You'd have to take that up with Furious, but there's talk about going to his house. There's talk about going to his house.
That's fancy.
Talk about.
I have something to say first and foremost. Sorry to cut everybody off.
I like how clear you sound, Corey. Corey,
thank
you.
I'm using a headpiece from my Galaxy Note 2, also called a phablet. And I'd like to say, if you're a child under the age of 18, get your parents' permission to listen to this, because we say things that your parents might not be comfortable with listening to, and we discuss ideas that your parents may not want you because they're
It's not age-appropriate for anybody under 18. There you go.
Yeah, you have to... It's not. I'm sorry. We love you guys. We're all about spreading light and joy. But if you're not 18, your parents might not think this is the type of program for you. So go to fucking bed or wake them the fuck up and say, hey, Mom, can I listen to this? Is that cool?
Fuck that shit. You do what we used to do. You get under your sheet with fucking flashlight and you listen to this shit.
Okay, Ben, you can tell you're not a parent, okay?
Yeah, I my son just started listening to Eminem. He's about to be 9 years old. And I'm like, I don't know if I want you listening to him, but
what? Peter just got a freaking Eminem CD in his freaking CD player right now, and I'm like, I don't know if I want you to listen to Eminem.
You know what? In the end, it's all about talking to your children and explaining to them that life is life. Because years ago, you would die at the age of 25, usually. You would talk to your kids and say, hey, life is kind of shitty sometimes, and this is what it is. You know what I mean? So,
It is what it is.
So, what's everybody doing this week?
Ben's sounding really, choppy.
Yeah,
did you hear that,
Ben,
too?
What is your night sponsored by tonight? What is your night sponsored by tonight? Because we can't hear
Vino.
Benjamin.
Okay, mine is Vino Verde. It's my one bottle. That is delicious, freaking sparkling white wine. I got it at the Trader Joe's. I went to Trader Joe's and splurged on me a little bottle of Vino Verde.
Oh.
On Monday, and I just cracked it right now, so I'm drinking
and that's wine green for you non-Mexican speaking people, Hispanic speaking people.
Actually,
if you want
Vino
to be
Verde, I think that's Italian, dude.
What is it?
Yeah,
I come
back,
you know,
it's like, I'm hearing products pimping out Trader Joe's. What are we doing?
I'd like to send a shout out to Trader Joe's.
I like Trader Joe's. Have you tasted their truffles in the red box? Oh my God, those are to die for.
It's so good. So we are totally against big, huge corporations, but if you do it right and you're a big corporation, then that's okay too. Trader Joe's, they take care of their employees. They do all natural stuff. So shout out to Trader Joe's. Seriously, you guys are doing your thing.
My one gripe about Trader Joe's is the packaging. I think they go overboard with the way they package all their shit, dude. It's just waste. and not a lot of places have recycling. I mean, they just barely made it in Albuquerque where people can get recycling bins and it's accessible and much more easier. But there's a lot of places that aren't.
Have you ever heard anything from UA? Okay, I got like one stick of memory that came in a box that like a bum could live in, and then there's a whole bunch of packing, like you, things that are this plastic is full of air to keep like this other box that's inside it all cushy and safe, and that's like wrapped in bubble tape, which I was actually kind of thankful for because I kind of like the bubble tape.
I got eight words of that.
Am I still all choppy? What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben, you're kind of choppy, but you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm sure it'll get sound perfect in editing. You know what I mean?
Which is true.
It's so weird. It sounds like
when we're
doing it live, but when you edit it, it sounds fucking awesome. We sound
what episode is this, guys? Guys, what episode is this?
It's 20. It's 20. I thought it was 20 last week.
Dude,
we're
like not in our teens anymore. We're like...
We're almost legal, Mary. We're almost legal enough to drink on a radio show.
I know. We can already gamble and buy porno. Wait, no. Can you gamble when you're 18? Yeah. We can buy porno.
Well, it depends. Like, you can buy lottery tickets, but you can't, like, go to a casino.
No, you can't go to a casino.
Which
21.
Is weird as fuck to me. You know what I mean? But whatever. It is what it is. I think that's going to be our theme for the night.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, we haven't done that song in a while.
I know.
Corey,
I wish
you could make a trip down here to, like, see us play. Or get us a gig there and we can come see you.
Mary, if you guys want a gig here, I've got so many places for you guys to play. So come down. Got about 5 or 6 places that would love to have an original.
It
had
to be worth our while, so we wouldn't have to be putting too much of our own money in. So that way, you know, it'd pay for us to get there and somewhere to stay and fucking get back. But you know how we roll. It doesn't happen.
Well,
we stayed at a
campsite
when we were in Durango. It was so much fun.
This
all got stolen.
Thing about what we're doing. We're trying to show all these original artists, original musicians, and... people would rather pay for cover bands or things they're familiar with, and I think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to see a cover band or you want to hear that music, go listen to your albums that you've already paid for and downloaded. But if you want to hear something new with new people, go out, pay for these new people, you know what I mean? It just really saddens me a little bit.
Yeah, I feel the vibe of that for sure. It's crazy. You get paid more to play at a casino, but all they want you to do is play covers.
Right? Because everyone's
unless you're
so
playing
like,
in the amphitheater, which will happen, but it's not right now.
Well, you know what? It's just capitalism, honestly. You know, people want to hear what they're familiar with. People want to go out and eat what they're familiar with. They don't want to try something new for the fear that they might not like it. You know,
that's a tremendously stupid attitude.
Yeah, dude, you know what? You might not like it, but at least there's one more thing in the world that you know that you just don't fucking like. You know what I mean?
All right, I changed it.
Or something that you love. You never know. It could be something that you love. Like, let's think. Think of one thing you thought you'd never try that you love right now.
I never thought I would like anal sex, but when I have anal sex with a woman, I'm like, this shit is awesome. Just
okay,
like,
that's awesome. Thanks for putting that out there, Corey.
All right, how do I sound? Can you guys hear me better now?
Yes.
Yeah, way better.
Right. Way better.
Let's play some music.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right, we're going to start this off with...
we'll leave on that note.
In honor of Corey. Right. Let's
you
play
found
some,
love.
Play some Mondo Vibration.
Is this new Mondo?
Yeah. Another gangsta remix, tailor-made for Macy Gray. Big kids like us need a lot of space to play. I'm blowing fakes away with my man Mos Def. Of course, Primo on the track. Walk the streets, no vest, so don't test. You can catch a bad one. I turn you happy camper rappers into sad ones. Always bless you with a new joint. Shit you never heard. I need a place to lay low, bro, because this one is murder.
My baby was down at the Boulevard Cafe.
Trying to treat a brother any old typical way.
Hey, that ain't the way I'm living today. Give me my last week, chicken. Let me bounce up his gate. That's what she said. I ain't giving you not one damn dime. That's when she made me wanna switch it to my criminal mind. She's sitting back in the office, yeah, I made the dough. And don't wanna give a young man a face she owe. That's when I got on the horn and called Macy, yo. Like, yo, this crazy hoe trying to play me low. Macy beamed on the scene with both hands on deck. Like, yo, respect your debt or protect your neck. But old shit got bold and said, what you gonna do? Macy reached for the two, made her holler like Ja Rule. I was like, oh shit, relax, don't flip. But old shit got slick. Macy let up a whole clip. Then she said, you crazy, you know labor ain't free. Snatch the cash and made the dash like OJ and AC. And we out. Yo, so I ain't know you had a gun. What you think is funny?
Look at all this money.
But damn, you wouldn't shot it in the tummy.
Look at all these papers.
We had to go pull a verdict case and make the old lady meet a maker.
Yo, maker? That rhymes with Jamaica.
You got a pound for our face being the paper. Being locked up in the bing is not the flavor.
With a suitcase full of money, you could do a Jamaican paradise. One thing I've learned through all of this is having money sure is nice. Me and my baby got married. He's working hard to make his dreams come true. As far as regrets, I don't have any. With you.
the altering mood. Somebody, anybody, spread the news. On my mind, we in hot pursuit. Fans looking sharp, furious, rocking a suit. Dope rhymes to boot, y'all. Primary objective is get your back up off the wall. I said to get your back up off the wall. I'm in it, so cemented. Let it into your head and let it live. If you wanna get down on the floor tonight, grab a girl or a guy and make things right. Come on now, get funky. Everybody go and move your body.
Doing a lot of promoting for the film. I just got back from Portland, Oregon, actually Tacoma, Washington, and Portland. We did a couple of screenings up in the Northwest. I gotta say, man, the community of filmmakers that are up in the Northwest are just they were totally amazing, completely supportive, and it was a really inspiring trip. I was really really glad I did it.
Cool.
Sorry, I'm gonna try to put on. There we go.
Over. So, I'm sorry, I was totally drinking, and so my memory is not the best, and plus I was kissing a pretty girl. What's your name again, brother? Sorry. Dren doesn't tell me anything. Dren doesn't tell me anything, man.
My name is Rose, R-O-Z-E, and I'm a filmmaker out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, awesome. You'd have to definitely check me out on Facebook, Corey James Taylor. I'm just getting into filming. I just shot my first music video, so I'm always interested in talking to filmers and learning the ins and outs.
Corey James what?
Taylor.
Taylor?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Are you guys all out of New Mexico?
We all were. And then I ended up having to move back to Michigan to take care of my son. So I'm out of actually Flint, Michigan right now.
Yeah,
I'm
Flint, Michigan now. I'm seeing you on Facebook, man. Yeah, I'm from Ann Arbor.
No way. Small fucking world, man. I love
totally,
Ann Arbor.
Man.
That's totally cool to be connecting. I think it's just us two right now. But so what type of films have you done?
So, yeah, Speak No Evil is my second film. My first film was called Deadfall Trail. We released Deadfall back in 2010, I think it actually went out. 2010 when we did our theatrical release. Went out worldwide with it. Got, like I said, worldwide distribution. And then, honestly, dude, I didn't see a dime from distribution. It's actually inspired where I am today. We are now self-distributing our second film called Speak No Evil. We launched a company called MindPlate.tv. That's MindPlate.tv. And this time around, we're going to completely handle the distribution ourselves. We're doing our own theatrical release. I've been traveling around the country. So far, we've hit 9 cities. And we are driving everybody to MindPlate.tv to stream it for $3.99. And not only are we streaming Speak No Evil, but in about 3 weeks we're going to be able to upload short films, and hopefully by the end of the summer, we will be able to host other feature films. One of the cool things about it is 80% of the price, the $3.99 sale price, goes to the filmmaker who made the film. What we really wanted to do was change the way distribution works for artists in cinema.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. Because, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a big fan of free. The internet's free. I can find anything in the world that I want. And the stuff that you can get for free or even really cheap, it tends to be better. And you know what I mean? I get to have fun and I get to hang out and meet all kinds of new people. And I get to do this totally like my first music video I did, you know what I mean? It's really amazing to get to just do something, you know what I mean, with your life instead of just sitting there and hanging out. Even if 100 people see it, that's happy with me. And it's really cool to see like someone on that kind of same path, you know what I mean, doing something. I guess I always thought with that, like, my own YouTube kind of show, like, cable station, you know what I mean, where it shows, like, it features local people, local artists, local places, you know what I mean? And I think that's
really
totally. Kind of cool.
You totally just said it, man. Like, that is the future, is really the internet is going to be what cable was for television, you know, in the 80s and the 90s. Like, now you can create your own channel. And that's what we did. MindPlate.tv is really just a channel that you can get content that you want to see. And there's no reason why it just has to go to the big corporations or big studios or big distributors. That, you know, ultimately, it's, you know, we know a lot of filmmakers, it's actually really hard to build the technology to stream the work, share the work, to market the work. So that's what we wanted to do, is kind of create a channel, ultimately, for independent filmmakers to get their work on. No marketing fees, no membership fees. You know, we're non-exclusive contracts, so you can take the work to as many different websites as you want to. We're investing in original content, meaning, you know, exclusive, whatever MindPlate.tv finances and produces is exclusive to MindPlate.tv, so it's, so really, it can drive an audience to one place, and I'm thrilled to be a part of this. Like, it's a film movement. So many of them have been calling it this revolution, and I feel like, you know, somebody has to, you know, go down if it's a revolution. And I don't think that's it. We're not trying to destroy the studio system, man. Like, I love, you know,
no, not at
big
all.
Movies
like,
and crazy
yeah,
shit,
exactly.
You know.
No, you know, it's not trying to change. Like, in my opinion, it's not trying to destroy, but it's trying to change. And Occupy Underground has always been about change, not destroying.
Yeah.
The companies, they need to learn to adapt. Capitalism no longer works. Capitalism had its place, and it's gone. We see this now more than anything. Capitalism is no longer working for us because we're so connected with one another through the internet, you know what I mean? I can have a conversation from somebody in Japan and have it translated to me. This is no longer a capitalism, every government, every person for themselves, you know what I mean? It's really becoming an age where it's all about coming together and enjoying life with each other, I feel, you know what I mean? And totally. It's totally cool to see someone making it. I've started out slowly in January. It's been such a complete change for me, you know what I mean? And it's really opened my eyes, and I've met a lot of amazing people. But that's what it's about. Because in the end, like, I've always had this dream that for a certain amount of money, I could live like a rock star. I could go meet amazing people. I could hang out, you know what I mean? They might not be what everybody else would consider amazing. But to me, these people are fucking awesome, you know what I mean? And I'm glad to have them in my life and to have met them and to have learned from them and grow with them.
It's awesome, man. Yeah, I think it's awesome what you guys are doing. I think this is a really cool idea that, you know, you guys can broadcast from your homes.
Yeah. I was just, my first broadcast, I was driving, someone was driving me home from the bar. We went out and checked out some live music, and I'm just sitting here talking to you guys from, you know, from a car. I mean, it's amazing what technology has really brought to us.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah. So I think it's just us, so go ahead and tell us a little bit about your short films. I'm going to try and host this. Benjamin does a better job than me, but I'm going to do my best.
Yeah, man. Well, I started making films back in 2002. I didn't even want to be a filmmaker. I was a musician at the time. I broke my wrist. I couldn't play my guitar, ultimately, for a couple of years. Had a doctor who hooked me up with tons of Oxycontin and got myself kind of a little loopy, and then kind of got out of the haze, man. I came up with an idea for a screenplay. I go to film school. I still think I'm going to be a musician. I think I'm going to, like, learn how to edit, and I'm going to get out to L.A. I'm going to learn, you know, maybe get a job while I still pursue my music career. And my first film, like, got me 5 awards. And my second, I got 7.
Wow.
My third took me to the Cannes Film Festival, and I ended up making my first feature film by 2008. This all happened within like 6 years. And so I really just kind of, I think it's because I didn't have any preconceived notions of what a filmmaker was. Like, I didn't try to copy any filmmaker. I didn't idolize any of the filmmakers. I didn't know any other filmmakers at that time. I was very, you know, cinematically ignorant. And I think that actually benefited me.
Oh, so much. I totally understand what you're saying. When I started just taking pictures from my phone, and then I got a decent camera, and everyone's like, man, I love your pictures. And I got a decent camera, started learning more about it, and people are still like, I love your pictures. But at the same time, I don't feel like I'm a photographer. I feel like my passion is in film and video, and also it's in music. I've done one song and I loved it, you know what I mean? And I'm a hip hop artist, I feel, you know.
Oh, cool.
And it's just so funny that things that you never thought would, you know, that you didn't have an interest in, kind of propel you to do other things in your life. And that's kind of crazy that you just kind of fell into it. So, like, big props, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it really was, it was kind of like, you kind of know you're in the right place when all the obstacles move out of your way and you start doing what you're supposed to be doing. It really was a natural step. And I love it. This is what I love doing with my life. I feel so blessed to be able to do it. And I meet a lot of cool people while I'm doing it.
Hell yeah. I've met so many amazing people since I started this. I got straight out of college, went into the Army, and then I got, you know, into this relationship with a very capitalistic type of woman who believed in, you know, the normalcy of the world. She had an artist mind, but she was too scared to explore it. And I've always had that feeling like, man, I could be doing something. And until I ended up leaving that relationship, I found Benjamin Pogue, and then I met Nick Furious, who was with Band With No Name, and then I met Epic and Mary Stockton, who's also our co-host. And it's really weird that just the universe will align with you with what you want. I don't know if you're a fan of The Secret or anything, but that's kind of how I live my life by. Just because I'm a chemist by trade, I wanted to be a physicist, and I found out that I loved chemistry so much, and it just really sung to me. And then I learned about The Secret, and I just really feel like the universe will put you on that path that you want to go on. And I'm glad to hear you're being successful with it.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
I'm here. Yeah,
I'm here. Hey, my entire internet crapped out on me, and I went down and rebooted the modem, and I don't know, it's still not working, and I ended up having to find a phone and call in. So,
cool.
I hope you guys are getting to know each other.
we actually have. I think we're going to be friends on Facebook, actually.
I'll be honest, though. I'm blocked from adding new friends on Facebook. Because I get a little overzealous sometimes when I want to meet somebody. I just straight out add a friendship, and Facebook says, no, you can't do that. Friend me up tonight after the show, and, you know, let's definitely stay connected, man.
Well, then, like, Occupy Underground Michigan. Once again, like, Occupy Underground Michigan. And, of course, all of our other Facebook pages. We also have Occupy Underground Radio. And we have the – I don't know what to call you. I don't know what to call Occupy Underground, because I want to say, like, sister radio. I want to say, like, father radio or mother radio. It all started, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know what to call you guys.
I don't even care at this point. I've been running up and down the stairs. My internet is limited. We can talk. I don't even know if I could play music right now if I tried. I'm gonna smoke some weed because that'll help.
I did. Yes, that helps.
I don't have the ability to bring on any callers. I can't see if anybody's calling in. I'm going to continue to fuck with the internet and see if I can get this to work.
Yeah.
Seriously, are we going to, like, smoke weed on this show?
Oh, yeah,
sure.
You can smoke,
we can do whatever
you can,
we
be
want.
Free. That's, like, the beautiful thing, you know what I mean? We all smoke weed, we all drink beers, we all do things we probably shouldn't be, but we're good people, you know what I mean? And I think that's the biggest thing at the end of the day.
We are
that's
good
awesome,
people.
Man.
That's Corey.
That's
great.
That's awesome, man, because, you know, I might just go light up now.
Heck yeah. I'm surprised that you hadn't already.
Well, you know, I didn't know what I was getting into, to be honest with you. Like,
I should have explained that we're very low ball. We have technical difficulties on a monthly basis, would you say, Corey?
You know, yeah, at least once a month, Blog Talk Radio fucks us. But you know what I mean?
Right.
We pay like $20 a month, you know what I mean, to
we don't
have
even
an amazing
it.
Network.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Michelle McDonald, we owe you like $50,
right.
$60.
There's
a 505 caller. Buddies now.
That's been hanging out and listening for like 20 minutes or so, and they haven't pushed one, so I haven't brought them on. So I'm just going to talk to this person if that's that's hanging out listening on this 505 number. That if you press one on your phone, I mean, that we're not just ignoring you. We're just it's impolite to bring people on, you know. But as also, I should warn you that sometimes I just bring people on, so we'll see. Listen at your own risk. Oh, fucking A. So I didn't get to hear what you guys really talked about, and I want to know if you discussed this this Mindplate TV thing yet.
I got to, we did a little bit. I mean, we kind of started talking of, you know, I got to talk some kind of philosophies of it. You know, ultimately, you know, we are self-distributing. It started off as just me wanting to self-distribute my next film. And when we realized that the network we were building and all the tools we were building could actually start helping other filmmakers, and I'm a teacher of cinema over at Scottsdale Community College in Arizona out here, and I saw how people worked together at the college, and it inspired me, and I really thought that, you know, ultimately, there's 100,000 independent filmmakers around North America. Each one of us have about 100 people that support us. That's 10 million people. You know, we can,
right.
You know, that is something, you know, that's meaningful. And, like, filmmakers who are committed to help another filmmaker get attention for their work and really support one another, that's the revolution I think everyone's talking about, you know, like this, you know, how are we going to shift to what... You know, what is it that we see as, entertainment, or what are, you know, what are our expectations of cinema? And like, and now it has more in common with like a ride at an amusement park than it does like telling stories. And I think we can like get back to that. I think we can get back to like what, you know, movies are all about at the very beginning, and that's just like sharing our world experience. And cinema is a total elitist art form. Rich people and the friends of rich people get to make them. And now
right.
The technology is becoming more and more affordable, and you can actually now make the films. In fact, there's more independent filmmakers than there ever has been before on this planet. And the distributors
and they're
are the
making
ones
great stuff.
That control this. Yes, they are
they
making
are.
The great stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah, we've
stuff.
We've got friends making movies out here in Albuquerque that are making really good stuff, you know, and I think, you know, that networking is a great thing, and I want to get your name out to as many people I know that work on film projects, you know, to go look at this Mindplate thing, you know.
Oh, man, that's why I came out to New Mexico, because, you know, there is not one of my competitors, and I hate to even use that, man, but not one of the other companies who are out there doing this right now went out and met filmmakers face-to-face. Like, that's the biggest thing that we decided to do was, like, let's get on the road. We are, like, crashing out on people's couches. We are, you know, we're living out of cheap hotels. We're going to Comic-Cons and Horror-Cons and film festivals and film schools, and we're meeting these people face-to-face. And that makes the biggest difference. Everybody thinks you can just get onto Facebook, you know, and start selling your stuff through social media, and that doesn't work. It's impersonal. You're a robot. And so when I met you at the expo, the Comic-Con expo, man, like, that's a real human-to-human connection. And then you called me up to bring me on this radio show that I didn't even know you did, man. And it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, right there is like when two people actually meet face-to-face, it changes the whole dynamic. And that's all we think we can do.
You just got to be constantly networking, too. You have to interact with people and find out who they are and what they do. And it's hard. I say one thing I always say is that it's hard for anyone to really build something, but you get people working together, and it's easy. And it's like, and I see a lot of this in this town and I don't know what it's like. Are you in Phoenix or where do you live?
Tempe, okay, Arizona, actually, but yeah, it's all Phoenix for now.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a great town. I've lived out there twice. First time was in second grade, and then I lived out there again when I was 17, turning 18.
Oh, really?
Turned 18 while I was out there, yeah. Hot, man. Hotter than Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's crazy hot, man.
But you guys have stuff that stays open late. Like, everything around here closes at 9 or 10 o'clock as far as, like, restaurants. And I mean, the bars will stay open later. And they've got, we do have a great like bar and music scene, and they stay open till one. But it's like to find a restaurant or somewhere to eat after 9 or 10 o'clock is ridiculous out here. And I remember thinking that in Phoenix, places stayed open later to accommodate, you know, that you didn't want to fucking go outside during the day, you know.
Oh yeah, it's the same thing here. Like you have your like places that accommodate, like, you know what I mean. There's three or four. And by the way, speaking of weather, since from a man who's from Ann Arbor, it is so fucking hot right now. For the
my
past week,
told
it's been
me how
ridiculous.
Hot it was in
Michigan. Oh my god, I can't believe it. I mean, I've been to Albuquerque, I've been to Iraq, I went to airborne training in Georgia, and I've never been hotter in my life.
Corey's hot. He is.
I'm hot. You gotta forgive me. I'm a little conceited. Dude, I do kind of like a little bit. Somebody gave me that compliment in Michigan. I was like, it's everywhere. Thank you guys. Like, I just wanted to smile and hug him a little bit.
That's fucking tight.
I just gotta shave my chest though. Like, I'm like the 70s James Bond if he was blonde.
Wow. Awesome. So glad we're touching on this subject. I don't know what the hell happened to Mary Stockton.
I was overhearing that intro, man. Like, talk about pure chaos. Like, I heard something about, like,
right,
digging ass fucking and, like... actually, that was probably the most memorable thing about the intro, actually.
Right.
She's a musician.
She likes anal. Yeah.
She's a musician as well.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mary, our co-host, she's a rock star. She's in Band With No Name. That was the last band that we just played before we came back and started talking all that time ago. But, yeah, she's I don't know. She's a rock star, man. Yeah, and dude, like, okay, I just gotta put this out there. Let's see.
Dude, sorry, I was there the whole time. Did you have me muted? I was all talking.
Yeah, you didn't have
anything.
I was talking to you. I was giving you, like, okay, 505 caller. There's like, you have to hit one. You know how it works, and I totally didn't even recognize that number. Whose number are you calling?
Isn't that the 505 number you were talking about? I was like, yeah, bring him
on.
That's
you
didn't
totally
even hear me? I thought you guys heard me. Oh, my God.
You've been on this so
many co-hosts.
Fucking fell, dude. Fucking fell.
Right. Yeah.
You fucking did, dude. I was talking. I was in the conversation. I thought they were being rude and ignoring me because I was a woman. I was, like, starting to get all pissed off.
Oh, my God, Mary. No, my music. There was like this number, and you're calling from a number that's not your number. I don't know whose number are you calling from. Why are you calling from my?
This is my cell phone number, dude. But I told
you,
I was fucking hacked. The NSA is listening to my shit, dude. They're getting into my email and everything. I need to quit sending emails and fucking.
Okay, the phone the number that's coming up is not your phone number, dude. I'm telling you.
What number is it?
315.
Remember the phone number.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should call it.
Let's call it.
And we're supposed to call 3506 too. I really think
is the last four is 3506, Benjamin.
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
Okay, it was. And it is my number. I call from all the time. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well. Don't matter.
Even
but you know what?
That's not true.
I was listening
okay, the number
and...
that was not...
I was talking, I was giving my opinion, but no one was listening to me, and so I was like, all right, well, I guess Corey's just over-talking me.
I was trying to find a total dick. You're like, why don't this guy fucking talk?
Mary Tilly thought I was an asshole for a minute there. Wow.
Yeah.
Those are free drinks. Anal sex and free drinks. That dude's like ready to go.
I'm in there like swimwear.
Right. You're in there like footwear?
I'm in there like swimwear because you know it gets in there, right? That's what,
I thought you said Flintwear because you're like from Flint.
Flintwear. I haven't been totally ghettoized yet. Like there's 50%. Like the slang's coming back. Like I just recognize it instantly. I'm like, oh, that's how I used to talk. I remember that shit.
I remember that shit.
No, you don't.
Because I moved around a lot when I was growing up. My dad worked for the Defense Department, and we were, sometimes we lived places for 6 months, and other times it was like 2 years, you know, but I would pick up, and I get fucked with all the time on a regular basis because of shit. Who is it? Is it Bag? Bag. All of these guys fuck with me because of the way I say Bag. And somebody was fucking with me earlier because of the way I said, I don't know, I got all stoned. I don't remember.
Okay, well, good job then.
But it I get fucked with. Yeah, and a lot
you
of times
say
like big? Yeah. No, it was a different one. I'm just not remembering it right now. Something one syllable. Anyway, I notice when I start to get irritated, I'll throw in like old things, like when I lived in Memphis, and I picked up a bit of a southern thing, and that'll come out sometimes when I'm irritated, or I'll even change up my terminology. You know, ain't, six and two, those will get thrown in there, and I normally don't use them in conversation.
Oh yeah, dude, I totally understand. I've been all around the world. I've been exposed to different types of people, and I'm one of those people that pick up on things. You know what I mean? It's like I'm stealing their shit, but you know, it's just kind of funny. But no matter what thing I ever use, it's gonna be
gonna
my
James?
Word is shoulder. Are we gonna call James? Yeah.
Okay, hold
shoulder.
On. I gotta find his name.
Dude, Corey, you say shoulder, and it's fucking. I love you. I told shoulder? You that, but I thought you heard me, and you didn't because I was on mute.
Did I say shoulder? Because
right.
I don't say it right, dude. Like I don't. No matter how hard I try, shoulder is just not a word in my vocabulary that I cannot say with a goofy fucking accent.
But it makes you you, and that's what's great. There you go.
Aww. Well, happy days. So we're
happy
gonna
day.
Call somebody because I've been drinking
God,
a lot.
Good,
I like it when we used to just. Prank dial people from the show too. I think we should start doing that again.
I think we should start doing that.
Who are we calling the tattoo artist?
Who are we calling?
Faceless James.
We're gonna get sued one day.
He hasn't been on the show in months.
Wait a second. Who are you calling?
Faceless James.
Faceless James. He
oh,
was
Faceless
our,
James. You don't know. Yeah, Faceless James.
No, no big deal.
Yeah, started Occupy Underground with him.
He does.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5053626311 is not
right,
available.
We're giving out his phone number to
at the tone.
Right now.
Please record your message.
Everybody call.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Wow.
Beep. No, just right now. Hello, James. We've missed
Hi,
you.
James.
We want your faceless
you
face and your sexy body
James.
On our show. And your like
James.
Wonderful point of views and perceptions and intellect and your
yeah,
piano
and James,
fingers.
We have
Mary
both.
Just wants
piano
your hot
fingers?
Body. That's
wow.
Be honest, Mary.
She is
I
really
like,
sexy.
She
like,
texted
oh
me
God,
earlier.
Like,
is
like 6 foot
is he really
going to
call
is
in?
Ridiculous.
It's all right. You can be fair.
Fucking A. All right, James. Well, I don't know why you didn't answer your phone. Putz. Ass hat. Anyway,
we're calling back in 15
yeah,
minutes.
You should totally call. Yeah, we'll call you back in a few minutes.
We're calling
and,
back in 15 minutes. Be ready.
Okay, that's right.
Have those fingers ready. Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to hang up. He can listen to all message. We're just going to go on with the show.
All this right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fuck him. And when you're done listening to this message, call in.
Yeah, please do. And if you hear this message 2 days from now, fell.
Well, okay, James used to call in and play piano for us. He'd do like our outros. He'd talk about what was going on, with everything, because Occupy Underground used to do stuff, you know, besides the radio show. Corey's out there doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that day.
Yeah,
I remember that day. Anal sex. Mm-hmm.
Anal sex. Yeah, Corey goes to Michigan, and James gets
hired on as a manager. I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
What are your thoughts on anal sex, sir?
Oh, my God. Well, he's directing that at you. But I want
to
specify, what
is it? Is that to me or doing it to someone else?
What's that?
Yeah, that was my point. Go for it.
Like, I'm more of a top.
He's the big spoon, not getting sensory glands
in that area.
No.
I mean, come on now.
I guess I misconstrued myself. I've never had it in. I've actually fingered myself once, and that was weird. But I don't want to talk about
it. I don't know. Don't go back on your previous statement, Corey, because it just sounds pretty like made up right now.
I think we got you in one of the episodes on the archive singing your "I'm Coming Out" song.
I'm coming out.
I want the world to know that it's my bro.
No, you gotta do it.
Wow.
Really good when you do that.
Like, you lost his voice.
Yeah, I totally did.
You were a lot more enthusiastic about it when you sang it last time. That was kind of half-assed.
Wow. Really? Because I thought I gave it my all. Damn it.
I don't know.
He thinks James is sexy, too.
I can say that again, that guy.
Dude.
So there's no problem with that.
He is fucking sexy.
Right?
Yeah, he really is. He's fucking sexy. Oh, my God. Like, intellectually, fucking physically, just, like, everything, dude. He's fucking sexy.
Mary wants to emphasize the physically.
And
yes,
he's a Virgo. Mm-hmm.
And according to my switchboard,
Virgos.
His answering machine hasn't hung up on us yet either, so.
You're going to get
the machine. He already knows.
So what do you shoot with? Getting away from the topic of anal sex, what do you shoot with when you do a lot of your films?
The first one was the Red MX, and then I did the Epic for my last film. I really like all the Red's cameras. Like, we're shooting 4K or 5K. And, beautiful image.
What are your thoughts on DSLRs then? Because that's what I'm trying to shoot with and trying to really figure out how to give it that big cinematic feel.
You totally can pull off a cinematic feel with the DSLR, and I think they're perfect for the small screen. Like, if you're going to be exhibiting online, on television, they don't blow up nice on a 40-foot screen. Like, they just don't hold up as well. Especially if you're doing music videos, those don't ever get projected onto a 40-foot screen. So they're perfect I've seen some beautiful, beautiful work coming off the DSLRs, like the 5D, 7D. They're great cameras.
Yeah.
In fact, I just shot a little teaser trailer with one that was, again,
you have
never
reached
meant
the
to
maximum
be
time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record. 3. Are you still there? You have reached maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
I can't press 1. Damn it. I'm going to try to press 1.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
To erase and re-record.
Please try again.
3.
I love our fucking show.
All right.
I do. I love our show. And that's what it is. Occupy Underground. Radio. OUR.
Right,
our show. It's our show, guys.
It's the our show.
And anybody
show,
who calls
man.
In, it's their show, too. Yeah,
it's all of our shows because we're all, like,
yes.
happy. Hidden,
we're all connected. We're
people.
Our. It's an our community. It's
all
an our
us.
World. It's our.
You're all my
all
brothers and my sisters.
Kumbaya, my
my
lord. Kumbaya.
Really?
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
I'll do that.
All right, so how he could film that on
sorry,
DSLR.
So, like, let me interview you guys for a second then.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
this
do
part,
it.
But my
turn.
Show now.
All right, I'm totally
going
to. So, Mary, right? That's I don't think I've had a chance to chat with Mary yet. So,
no,
you're a musician?
Not. Because I think I was on mute the whole time I was, like, talking to you guys, and I wasn't even on.
Yeah, I'd like to make up for that all that ignoring stuff we did earlier.
Yes, you were
so,
ignoring
like,
me. I was like, oh, fuck.
So you're a musician,
okay.
right? Is that what I heard? Like
I'm a
the
vocalist.
Intro? You're a vocalist.
I'm a vocalist.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I also, I don't even like say, but I learned how to read music from a young age, like playing piano, and I also played the flute, like all throughout elementary school into like junior high a little
she
bit.
Played it with her vagina.
And I stopped. I did not do anything with my vagina with the flute, dude. That movie gave all us flouts this freaking bad rap. We do not do that with our flute.
Tell me you can't play the flute with your vagina. Come on. Just
I don't know, Ben. I've never tried.
Would you be
never
willing?
Tried. Would I be willing?
Yes.
To give it a shot?
Well, when I get my flute all fixed up from after the fire, I'll try it out. Right now, I'm not putting that near that.
I think we should make a YouTube video for this. It can be a underground radio thing. You know? All right, we got another caller.
Your website so we can get distribution, so I can get a cut of that shit and get fucking rich off it. Yeah, let's do that.
New caller,
sure.
We'll
put you on Mind Play. Get 80% ticket sales.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Are we doing those kind of films too?
Mary. All right.
I am really kidding.
New caller, who's that?
But I just like to take it to
we
that
level. We
have
a new caller.
Mary,
hey,
shut up.
New caller. Shush.
Okay,
new
all right.
Caller.
She's right.
New caller.
I heard there was a possibility that Mary might play a flute with her vagina.
Yeah.
There might be a possibility. But there may not. I don't know.
Through?
I don't know if I can do that.
I think
that's what
I mean, it is
that's
possible
what it took
because
to get a
you
phone
can,
call
like,
in.
Freaking use your muscles. I mean, like, all analyzing it, trying to figure it out.
Okay, now wait. I happen to know that Mary Stockton is a superhero, and her superhero name is Queen Laquifa, and she flies around town propelled by the power
dude,
of the flashing
vagina. Dude, that is not me. That's a comic that you fucking wrote. You are not going to put me
right.
in that. That's not me.
Anyway,
okay, I thought
you should
okay,
be able to play a flute. Okay, James, we're on the line okay. with Rose from Phoenix. He's a writer, director, and so yeah. Hey, hello.
There hello, James.
How's it going, brother?
Good. Is this the James who just left a voicemail on?
That would be me. I was gonna check the voicemail first, but then I might save it for the morning. Ben's voicemail will always be the start of my day.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Dad.
What's going on, guys?
Not a lot, man. What are you up to tonight?
Oh, man, I am just barely winding down from a hell of a day, actually. I started boxing, dude, and training with a three-time world champion, Danny Romero. So I'm training in the morning before work, working 10 hours, and going to the gym after. So I'm like, I'm doing bad right now, man.
All right.
Aww.
Shit.
But it's
you know
good.
What?
I'm
take
boxing.
A cold shower. Walk it off.
You're all fucking
that's
sore.
Awesome.
I'm getting there, yeah.
Take a bath with some Epsom salts and shit. Do you have a bathtub?
Mary will give,
I have
Mary
a
will give you a bath.
Shut up, guys. You guys are listening to the voicemail.
So I'd like to say, James, man, I miss you, brother. Call me and tell me that you love me. That's all I require from one video to another.
I know, dude. I feel terrible for not calling you, and I've been meaning to tell you about this fighting thing because I knew you'd love it. So I'll call you and fill you in.
Cool, man. Sounds good.
How's it going out there, man?
You know, it's good and bad. I'm staying busy. You know what I mean? It's just always to uproot yourself suddenly like that with no support and kind of, you know, just starting yourself from nothing. Because all of my friends are still doing stuff they did in high school. And I'm like, I love you guys, but I can't hang around that. You know what I mean? Like, this is high school stuff, like time to grow up. And it's been a real challenge to meet a bunch of new people, but, you know, I'm finally getting there, and I think I'm finally starting to get my feet a little bit running, you know what I mean?
Nice, man. I like some of the videos you've put up.
Thank you, man. And I got a few more coming out. I'm going to do my first music video, which I'm terrified to put out. I just shot it, and I just finished it up, and now I'm going to start editing it, and I'm terrified as shit. But,
who's it for?
I mean, it's for my buddy Joey Koff, who I think you'd really enjoy, and like, he's got this really cool song. He's a rapper, which I'm not a rapper, but I'm a hip hop artist. But he's just himself so much that it throws through his music. So
yeah.
It's Papa Molly, and I think you're really gonna like it. He's just a really cool guy. I met him through a cousin actually, and he said, "Yeah, I'll pay your cover, no problem. I'll get you in." It was my first actual video shoot in Michigan, so that's kind of how I met him.
Nice. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Ben,
so,
I like the lovely straight jacket.
Isn't that pretty cool?
That's funny as shit.
Now, this was one of our proposed topics of conversation, because sometimes we use those and other times we don't, but the control apparatuses for your kids. And just what are your thoughts on them? I like the little kid straight jacket. I kind of wish I had a little kid to put in one. I'm thinking about
mine are off limits.
Then I think you
what
should birth a child just to put it in a straight jacket.
I think
personally.
It's a fantastic idea. And I think then you need the leash as well.
No.
And
the leash
you just need to be a parent and not be afraid to be strict in
no,
front
you
of
need,
other
you
people
take
a who
flock
give
of them
a
them. You can take a flock of them into Walmart with you.
I don't go to Walmart.
Double fist it like a dog walker. You got like eight, like
yeah,
the that lady with the 18 kids.
You're
or
riding in
yeah.
your cart and you have all your kids on their leashes and you're riding your fucking like wheelchair.
Yeah. Standing
and
up
and you got
go
like your diet soda and your Fritos and your fucking Dr. Pepper and your fucking TV dinners and marshmallows and fucking chocolate. And all your kids are
yeah.
on a leash, and you're like cruising through Walmart, freaking on your freaking cart, going 5 miles an hour, yelling at all your kids, but the oldest one's taking care of everything.
America.
Seen it. And
America.
I'm like, what, really? You're going to have her get that off the top shelf? You guys shouldn't be eating that. That's not okay. I'm an
well,
asshole.
Yeah.
That's why I don't
and
go to Walmart.
Yeah,
it brings our second yeah. conversation.
Honestly, though, I think it does.
Case. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It really does. I think it speaks towards just a huge decline in parenting. You know, and going back generationally. And I hate to be like one of those people that goes back and was like, look at how you know how your parents did it. But seriously, like people, you don't even okay. You need to take a test and pass a test. And get a license to drive a car, but like any moron can have a fucking kid. And
right,
that's very true. Yeah.
Good point.
Right.
That is a good
that's
point.
Awesome.
But I'm like a young mom. Like I had my first kid when
bearing.
I was 19, and I don't think that like I don't know, dude. There's some people that probably really shouldn't. Maybe there should be a test you should pass. Like
right, no, and I think there should be ongoing education maybe because but one thing that our parents' generation didn't pass along was how to educate your kids, really, you know.
Yeah, no, it's, no, it
no
really
there's
is
no
true.
Manual for that.
Well, here's the thing, and
right.
you kind of, you got to look at it from a whole perspective, you know what I mean? It is so easy to get your information from the TV now instead of actually looking it up. That,
and I'll
that
tell you
has
what.
Been the easy go-to for a lot of parents, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, we gave up ours almost 10 years ago.
We lost Mary. Yeah. No, we lost James. All
right. And do you want me to call back, Ben, or can you hear me now?
I don't know.
Well,
you can call back.
Ben,
anyway,
go ahead.
What? No, you said
I was going to say, like, I went 6 years without a cable, and now I have a cable again because my parents have it, and they're very kind of like the people that I'm trying to change. I love them, but they're still so mainstream that I see it, and I'm like, man, this is not news. Like, why do you care about this? You know what I mean? Like, this is... It's just like, it's so easy for them to say, oh, I got this off TV. It's like, well, did you check it out at all? Did you fact check anything?
And I know. And TV and the internet, too, are full of misinformation all the time. But people suck on a regular basis. And that, and I mean that in multiple senses.
A sincere way? Yeah.
No, I mean,
all right,
you know,
I didn't
hear
the last part.
Truthfully, people suck unless they try not to. But also, we suck in information and data all the time, and we're overstimulated by useless information, especially what's coming out of the TV. Think about what you retain. Think about what the things that are easy to for you to recall, like that names of actors, people that are in bands. You know, it's
crazy.
You tend to retain the things that. That interests you, and then also the things that you use on a regular basis. And so when you think about, like, what we have retained, it really speaks towards the decline of civilization. But yeah, we're sucking in all this useless information. I mean, there's a wealth that you could get from the internet, you know? But we use it for downloading music and movies and porn and video games, and that's all fun, too. I think a general rule of thumb is all things in moderation. You know, you can't – I guess I'm going off on a tangent, but it's a good rule to stick by. I mean, because you don't want to just, like, not download games and porn. I mean, fuck it. You've got the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Do this.
It's all yin and yang.
Yeah,
on.
But it's just like making you miss that connection between you know, going out and meeting.
Mary.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
New caller.
Uh-huh.
We have a caller.
Yeah. Who's the new caller?
We have a caller. Who's the caller?
Hey.
Hey, is that me? Oh. Hey. Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, it's me.
Hey. It's you.
Hey. It's me.
Hey, you.
Oh. Hey,
E-I-O-U.
Oh,
whatever. You know what I'm saying?
E-I-O-U. Yeah. Hey, I got a joke for you guys. I got a joke for you guys. How do you know that your kid is in school with a Teamster?
How do you know?
Oh, my God.
How do you know?
Mm-hmm.
You tell the answer then if you know the answer.
No, because I might have overheard it wrong. But is it because he's the one sitting all by himself at recess?
Yes. And not doing anything. Yes.
And not doing anything. Okay.
I heard a lot of Teamster jokes today, so I'm on this like whole Teamster joke trip right now.
That's
pretty
cool.
What do you guys think about labor unions? What do you guys think about that?
I think they're a double-edged sword. Yeah, I really do.
You like it?
You
like the idea?
No, I like the idea just like I like the idea of communism, but the fact is it just shit doesn't fucking work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Union relies a lot on the people being just as the system that they're trying to protect themselves from. And I feel like a lot of unions take advantage of that.
Hmm. Interesting point. I was going to say go ahead. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
No, I just think I agree with Tori on that. But I think that's true of almost anything. It's like you start out with an idea of how you can do something that's helpful and productive, and people are going to find a way to abuse and misuse it. You know, it's no matter what option you go with, you're going to. There's always going to be those the pros and the cons of it, you know. People always find a way to manipulate it to their
will. Well, I was gonna share a little story that I was told recently by a friend of mine named Bud Smith. You guys might happen to know that guy. Yeah,
I know Bud Smith.
Bud Smith has a radio show on this network. And,
I believe
and
so, yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Bud's a friend of
mine.
Well,
he was telling me, I guess Bud works, I don't know if you, like, I really should be telling this story on the air, but Bud, I'm sorry if this is, like, out of story, but I am going to tell it. Bud was telling me that recently, I mean, I guess he works for a union, and they laid off a bunch of guys at the construction yard that he works at, and actually they laid off everybody except for him and all the bosses. And he was telling me how, like, these guys were basically going to go home and file unemployment, and Monday they were going to just start collecting paychecks until they got, you know, put back into another job.
Yeah, they just have to stay on the lead, the fucking list, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say that right there, that's a big bonus in my book right there, because, I mean, any organization that's willing to, you know, look out for people while they're, like, trying to find a job and get themselves settled, that's fucking cool as shit. However,
yeah.
I did have it put to me today that, and it's a very valid point, like, the entire time that those people are off of work, it's somebody else that's paying for them.
Right.
You know, that's the whole part of that. That's the downfall of that, you know, payoff with the Teamsters is that your fucking, I'll go ahead and say it, your comrades, as it were, are the ones that end up fitting the bill for you at the end. It's kind of screwed up.
Well, I don't know. Actually, you pay into unemployment while you're, you know, as the employer. I mean, I pay into unemployment on all my employees, and so you earn what you put in. It's not like this is being taxed. It's not like it's coming out of this miscellaneous big pocket.
That's true.
It's just like
but
every
like,
hour
what,
you work,
what about
money
like,
goes towards unemployment.
What about
once
when you get past that point to where, like, you paid in? Like, do you stay, like, do you keep milking off of the people that are...
No, because you're only allotted so
no.
much. You put
it's
in
insurance
and then you can only take so
in
much.
In the sense that, yeah, but they're, I mean, they don't really let it get to that point. But if it did, theoretically, I mean, they would have to float the balance because it is an insurance, you know. But,
it is.
But they're very careful about what they pay out. And they're huge.
Wow.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, people are going to abuse it. That's just what.
Oh, I know what it is.
Just like we were earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier
I mean,
saying,
everybody abuses anything. It's all in moderation.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't find those people, the select few in the community and in the population who are addicts and they abuse shit. It's not just drugs.
Yeah.
There's people who are just addictive and they freaking find loopholes and shit.
That's true. You know, it all gets back to that fucking all things in moderation, and I'm really going to hammer this analogy, but it's
well,
like
it's
all things exist on a fucking spectrum,
like
and you
it's
have to find your, you know, you have to maintain your balance in your spectrum of all things. You probably
agreed.
Don't see how that relates to what you're talking about, do you?
No,
no,
I see how
it
is.
No, it does. But that's like individual things.
You're not just high, dude. You're actually making a
and that's
point.
Why you build a community, because, I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Dude, that
uh-huh.
tree across the street on top
show,
of that house
by the way,
puppy dog. I wish you guys were here to see this.
Yeah, you know, we never know what's going to happen. Sometimes, like, well, we it's kind of... I don't know, uniform, we'll talk for like 10, 15 minutes, we play music for like 10, 15 minutes, talk for like 10, 15 minutes, other times it's like, I don't
dude,
know,
you
get
played
to talk
music in like an hour.
I know, we
played
a little bit.
Well, this
huh?
has been a gripping conversation.
That's
it was
right.
a gripping
I'm very engaged. I'm very engaged in this conversation right now.
Are you engaged? Corey's probably
engaged.
Corey's.
Yeah,
of course.
There you go.
All in moderation, man.
All in moderation. If it lasts for 2 more hours, then I swear to God, I'm going to the hospital.
Hell yeah.
So is this every week? Is this show a weekly show or what?
Yeah, every Thursday.
Every
night.
Thursday
well,
night.
Dude, I'm
going to
totally start tuning in. I fucking love you guys.
That's awesome.
We love you too. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Being
share
our
share us
like,
around too.
Guest.
We appreciate it.
Call.
Call in whenever
call
you
in more
want.
Often,
anytime
yeah.
you got something to pimp out, just call in and we'll bring you on and talk about whatever you
I
want to talk about.
I totally just saw that my friend Eva is listening to us. Eva, if you are like hearing this, you should definitely call in right now.
She said
805. She does.
Yeah, you
everyone call
in.
Let's have like a fucking huge
time.
Orgy.
The phone orgy. like an old Roman, a good old-fashioned Roman.
That's right. There's too many sausages in this orgy for my taste, so I'm not.
That's true.
Hey,
do we have like
everything
Norton
in moderation,
Irish?
Man. All in moderation.
That's right.
Too much sausage is bad for your diet.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. High cholesterol. Yeah.
high
testosterone. So, Frankie Metro, what's your evening sponsored by? Because mine's sponsored by Cherry 7-Up and marijuana.
My evening is sponsored by State Pen Porter, which is a Santa Fe Brewing Company. Very nice ale, which is 6.5% alcohol.
Nice.
Actually, 6.4%. So that's what my evening is sponsored by. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What about
and,
you?
I don't know. Like, I just wanted to come on and throw down the fact that there will be a reading here in Albuquerque on August 17th at Vinny's Barbershop. And it will be the opening reception for Lindsay Thomas and her new book by Clefjaw Press, Blind Date at the Glass Eye Disco, which will be probably released tomorrow is what I'm thinking. So.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yep.
Do it up. Yeah, and
you guys should come out
for that. We
got a
great lineup for the August 17th show. We've got Sada Rahman and...
Are we
going to
be there?
What?
I hope you guys are there. I hope as many people as possible
are
there.
Fuck yeah. Okay, we're going to do it longer than we thought, Mayor. We're going to go from probably like 10 in the morning till 6 at night. And we've got G.R. Swartzen Band and Chemo and Chris and Colleen from Good Green are going to play.
Oh,
and we
awesome.
Know we've got Fada Rahman to read. Ellie Finzer's coming out from Phoenix and Lindsay Thomas will be the headliner.
Carl Kowetsky from Indiana will also be there reading, and there's a possibility that Isaac Seal, which these two guys are amazing writers, and I hope that I can get both of them under the same roof at the same time, but they both are going to appear and have appeared in Clefjaw, and we're going to try to have goddamn barbecue beforehand, so you guys should definitely come out. We'll be bottling
and
up some barbecue sauce and
the Clefjaw sauce, man, selling that.
The Clefjaw sauce.
Yeah, we're gonna do it up. You and I are hosting that event, right, Frankie?
Yes, sir. Yes, myself.
So we will
Mr.
be down
Benjamin
there.
Oak. Yeah.
Savio Kenobi.
Oak. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's going to be a good event, man. Like, you guys, if you don't like poetry or music, I mean, at least come out for the burgers, because I swear to God, you won't regret that, at least.
Right.
There you go.
Maybe we could do up, like, some nice vegan dogs, too, or something.
Yeah, I'll bring out some State Pen Porter, too. So, you know, I'll bring the State Pen Porter. You want to come out, drink some State Pen with me, and we can act like we're all locked up together.
There's that little, it's fenced off in the back. I mean, we can really.
I promise there'll be plenty of sausage for everybody. Plenty of sausage.
Plenty of sausage. Grill master.
Plenty of sausage. Yep.
Mary keeps hanging up.
Mary just does not like the idea of sausage or barbecues or any of that stuff. Well, what's wrong with that?
Mary's a huge fan of sausage. Aren't you, Mary? You're back,
I like
right?
I don't know about sausages.
Huge
I like them
fan
sausages.
Of sausage.
I heard you say something about vegetarian dogs, and then, like, I didn't think I was being heard, so, like, I hung up and called back because I was muted for most of the show, motherfucker, Ben.
Anyway. Okay. would you call me? You call me a fucking, like, fart smeller or something.
She called you a phone hog is what she called you, sir.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yep. So, anywho, I'll remember. But, yeah, I like sausages, not sausages. I like
sausages. She likes sausages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alpine sausage
I'll bring
kitchen.
My garden burgers.
Fucking hey, man. It's going to be a good cookout, at least, I think.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
it's always fun down there.
About, like, freaking Frankie's sauce. So.
Yeah, you know what? it's the word is spreading about the sauce, and I've just decided I'm going to start bottling that shit. Fuck it.
Fuck
so.
You should, dude. Yeah.
Come on out fuck and get off. Some of this. Get some of this sauce.
You like the sauce?
The
you like
the sauce?
You like a freaky sauce?
You like a freaky sauce?
You like a freaky sauce? Oh, you like a freaking sauce? Oh, you want like a $20 more?
I tell you what. I tell you what. If I become a millionaire off this sauce, I will totally buy you guys a radio show on, you know, Sirius Satellite Radio.
Right. Fuck yeah.
There you go.
That would be awesome. We always talk about your sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys got to help me make, like, you know, $1 billion off my barbecue sauce and... then we can all just, you know, live like kings on the radio.
I can totally see a picture of you on your barbecue sauce, like lighting a joint with a thumbs up.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it. That's like...
Dude, but you cut your hair.
Yeah.
He did. He's bald.
It's gone.
He's bald.
Oh.
His dreads are gone.
Yeah.
Dreads are gone.
No.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Corey, you missed out on that shit, bro.
I did.
I would have so loved to have filmed that, man, because, oh, my God.
They're gone now. So it's going to take me another 2 years and, like, 80,000 jars of sauce to get those dreadlocks back. I hope you guys are down to help out with the cause.
Yeah.
We are. Right.
Totally down.
Every Thursday, okay?
Yeah, like, let's
just... Down radio wants to
well, let's just advertise that. Like, yeah. You know, that's how we get people out, like, help Frankie Metro get his dreadlocks back.
That's
how about
that let's start a Kickstarter.
Let's do it.
Let's do a Kickstarter. Help Frankie Metro get his dreadlocks back.
I'm not
back.
Opposed to wearing horse hair, you know, not a, as long as it's not a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
Not opposed
to
it.
That'd be fantastic.
You guys are awesome hosts, man. I like calling into the show. You guys are funny.
Thank you, man.
I like it when you
it's
call
all
in.
Because, you know, dude, it's all
I still,
because
hey, can I be there making smoothies? I have one blender.
Yes,
you
can make
that?
Smoothies as long as they have alcohol in them.
Yeah.
I have to get a license for that. Can people just bring
license?
Their own glass to, like, sneak it in?
Oh, you
yeah,
want to play
probably.
By the rules. Oh, you want to play by the rules. Oh.
Well, you
oh,
never
man.
Know, dude. Mm. We're on the radio right now. You never
I don't
know.
Play by
my
the rules.
My email was
very
hacked.
Well.
My email was hacked.
My email was hacked.
If the
Uncle
government is listening to my
emails,
they are fucking
yeah.
on me. I don't
yeah,
know why.
Somebody hacked Mary's email and started sending out pictures of her dad's balls to everybody.
Wow.
It turned out it was Ben, and that's why Ivy looks like him. Because
yeah,
my daughter does look like Ben. It's fucking
you know what?
Weird,
I've been hearing
like,
about this. I've been hearing about this phenomenon with Benjamin and you know, Ivy.
Ivy.
And, yes.
Yeah.
I know her name. Benjamin has mentioned her quite a few times.
She was the one that had the baby burger. Is that not
I remember
like
the baby
kid?
The baby burger. I remember that. And the baby
yeah,
burger
so
really lost
like
it.
Did
the
head
Ben
fall
kid?
Off the baby burger?
It's
yeah,
weird.
The head
mm-hmm.
fell off the baby
it's
burger.
Weird.
But, yeah.
That was a traumatizing event for me. I got to be honest with you. Cause, you know, I'm not used to putting embryos on the grill. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys that. So.
Ben's kid.
That's what you did. You're glad you did, though, right? You're like,
yeah, well, nobody told me that it was, you know, like, going to be an aborted fetus on the fucking grill. I didn't understand that.
It came to her in pieces. You know, like, the fucking head was off and one of the arms.
Yeah, you know, I was just wanting to cook some steaks. I wasn't all about cooking babies that day.
Put some extra sauce on this one.
Yeah, I know, right? Did you put, like, hot sauce on it or like, green chili? Did you
no, I put some of my special sauce. I put my special sauce on that
oh
one.
My God.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like 1,000 barbecue babies, like, right there on
and,
the grill.
And Ivy ate that shit.
She totally
dude,
ate
she
that.
Dude, she couldn't finish it. She could not finish the whole burger. It was too much. She used, like, a fucking over a quarter pound of fucking ground beef to make that baby that she freaking, like, sculpted into fucking hamburger. And so
I'm disappointed she didn't eat that baby. I'm going to be
couldn't.
Honest with you.
She couldn't. Been, you know what? Who finished it? My dog. My dog ate the rest of it. So it didn't go to waste.
Oh.
It was
so your dog is...
My dog loved that, yeah.
Yeah. It's because of the sauce. It's because
I just
want
to be the one to... to point this out, we went from talking about filmmaking to dead babies with like thoughts. Like I'm just throwing
it out
there.
On the grill.
On the grill.
This is the Fourth of July. We're taking flamenco lessons.
We use wood chips.
You're not gonna cook a baby in a rice steamer.
No, you can't put a baby in a broiler. What's wrong with you guys? You gotta barbecue that baby.
Not a real baby, just one that's sculpted out of ground beef, which was like over a quarter pound.
Okay, I mean,
Mary has to go and like clarify because she's so scared that like government agencies are listening in on her.
You know, I would
never know.
I would never barbecue a baby
never
on the grill.
Fucking email was hacked. You know what?
The only
situation. I'm getting ready to delete my Facebook. I'm not even kidding.
You should totally delete your Facebook right now.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Seriously, am.
For sure.
I'm laughing, but like part of me is real. I seriously am thinking about deleting fucking Facebook.
I don't blame
your computer. The Skynet is still watching you. It doesn't matter. Facebook's.
I
mean,
I know. I have this
Facebook
fucking phone on. Even though I go and like change all my settings, I still have it on me.
You know that Facebook is actually Skynet's ugly cousin, right?
It is. And if you read your terms and conditions before you accept and you sign on,
they can sew your face onto somebody's butthole. It says so in the fucking terms and conditions. They can make a human centipede.
Maybe
out
in
here.
The Dulce, freaking underground, freaking.
Oh, we're not going to talk about the human centipede, are we?
We're not going about the humanoids.
No, I'll talk about the humanoid. But we ain't going to talk about the human centipede, right? Because that movie.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what happens in Dulce. And that's
that movie's so screwed. That movie is so screwed up. And they've made a third one.
I have not seen it, but my son was telling me about it. And I'm like, dude.
Wait, Dietrich?
I heard y'all talk about this movie, and you're 11. You can't watch that movie. He's like, I
that movie is
it.
Really
I was
screwed
like,
up.
No!
Yeah, you shouldn't be letting your 11-year-old watch
I
that
did
one.
Not. I had no part in that.
Oh,
he
just
loved his
like,
friend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you like that
you know
one, then you should have
when you're a kid,
that.
Dude, if you're not allowed to watch shit at home, you go to a friend's house.
That's when you watch it.
You watch it,
yeah.
I'm hip to that. I know that, but I try to be the parent that's
I'm
like on another level. Like, okay, you've seen that, and that's fucking bizarre. You know, it's not really for your psyche right now.
That's
and
a really
I know. I try to break it down and explain to him, but he looks at me like I'm fucking because he only hears like the first five, like you guys just did. He only hears,
I
like,
think
the
you
five,
could be 118 years old, and that movie would be too much for your psyche. I gotta be honest with you.
I have not seen it yet. I don't really watch TV, so.
You know, I'm gonna put it out there. I'm just gonna go ahead and put it out there. The tail end of that centipede got the raw deal, and I'm just gonna go ahead and say that.
Now I have to watch it. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
Totally got the raw deal.
Oh, it's hysterical. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's on Netflix, Mary, but we could probably find it online for you.
I'm coming up to your room right now, Ben. I'm going to find that movie on your... Yep, I'm coming up
on
there
my
right
internet?
Now.
All right.
All right.
Interwebs.
On the way.
My interwebs.
My interwebs. Fucking A.
So do you have the availability to play music, Ben, or no? We're having
I
good
do. Should we play... I know. Should we play
like,
a little more
there
music?
There was a comment on Facebook about our playlist. Like, they really dug what you're playing. You're playing Simpson Page, some Mondo. I mean,
yeah, we started off with Mondo Vibrations. Look, I got some Ja Branch I want to play, too.
Some
you
Bandwidth,
want to do...
No Name, which I'm like,
yes,
to.
We played that while you were on mute, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. And I was singing along, and I was like, damn, we sound so much better than then. And we, like, I don't know, the recording's good, but it could be,
what's
like,
the demo?
100%
it's
better.
A demo. You guys are, look, you're about to make a real album with, like, actual processing in the studio, and that's going to sound fucking awesome.
Dude,
you know?
We're having
but
so much fun, Ben. I mean, like,
demo,
seriously, you know? Watching us, Ben, because you've watched us grow as a band. Like, I mean, what do you think?
Dude,
I'm just curious.
I think,
like,
honest,
what is your...
Okay. Okay, I think you are like the star of the show up there. When you look around on the fucking on
in
the crowd, No. It's seriously, dude. When you look, everybody
I've heard
is
that.
Smiling
because
you're all bouncy
well.
And fucking granny. And I mean, Nick and Epic have skills. They get up there and they bring it and they rock the fucking house. And Greg like runs that band. Like I don't know, dude. That's it's so cool how it breaks down because like when Nick and Epic aren't there, Band With No Name is Jared Swarson Band. And when mm-hmm. when the band isn't there and it's just Nick and Epic, well, then they're the superhumans, you know. But so it's like Band With No Name is like a transformer.
Okay, I like it.
It's like Voltron. You connect together to form Band With No Name. No, I don't know, but it's sick. And like Corey, I wish you could see it. It's like Mary and Nick's interaction are fucking awesome. It's like she's all cute and she does little like almost little freestyles and things, and everybody loves it. And after every song, everybody's fucking cheering. I mean, they're like headliner material. They went from being a good band when we met them to being fucking awesome. You know, they really are.
I'm so happy.
Thank
you,
Ben. I mean,
I really miss you guys.
Tremendous.
Bunch of shit.
Your band is like Voltron.
It is.
I gotta check it out now.
Dude, your band is like Voltron.
We're like Transformers and shit. Autobots.
Yeah.
I had fun playing with GR Swarson Band in Durango, dude. I had fun. I was on the mic and it was fun. I was just doing ambionic stuff and then like one song we did Red House.
Because J.R. Swartzen Band is headlining at the Close Fest Poetry Read on the 17th. You're going to be there for that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be doing shit for it.
Right. And especially
now,
because we were going to have a four-hour event. Now it's going to be an eight-hour event, and we're going to be barbecuing and doing some type of fundraising somehow other than barbecuing.
Dude, my dog is tall.
Out.
I'm just going to...
Dude, my dog is tall. Okay. Topic of conversation for next week. Mary, why is your
dog
so fucking tall?
Long motherfucking legs.
What do you think, bro?
What's going on?
What?
Sorry, man. I got a little lost there.
That's quite all right. I'm sitting back here getting knocked down.
Got a little sidetracked. I think I'm gonna cut out you guys. Are you guys gonna put on some tunes?
I think we are. I think we're gonna play a little Job Ranch. Rose fucking Aid, man. Thanks for hanging out.
Fuck
and
yeah,
call
fuck
in
yeah.
anytime, you know, and just shoot the shit with us. Pimp out whatever you're working on.
I had a blast tonight, man. That was really cool. So I'll definitely be in touch with you cats. And I'm gonna hopefully catch up on next Thursday, man. This was a lot of fun.
Awesome,
well,
man. Thank
you for
you
calling
so
in.
All right, guys. Peace out.
Cool, man. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right, so we got like a little over 10 minutes left of the live portion, and then we've got, you know, another 20 minutes or so for the archives. So let's just play like one or two songs and then come back, okay?
Ben, I'm going to miss calling
Job
you
Ranch.
After the show.
I know, Mayor. What the fuck are we going to do? Why don't you have Skype? Don't you have Skype?
Because I can't. No, I don't have it on my phone. I have Minecraft on my phone, the full version, dude. And it takes up so
Maybe
much
I can
memory.
Use, dude, I'll go get the hostel phone and I'll call you. It'll work.
Sounds
okay,
like
anyway,
a plan,
I'm going to play some Job Ranch and then I'm going to play another BNN track and we'll be back.
All right. Occupy Underground Radio.
That's right.
Fire up the ice ship. Burn up the Lemsburg. I love my own.
All right. Occupy Underground Radio in the house.
Occupy Underground Radio.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know what? Okay, I'm just going to throw this out. I had loaded, like, extra music in because I just picked out, like, a whole bunch of cool shit, and I figured, well, I'll just, whatever I don't use tonight, we can use next week, and I thought I had honestly loaded enough for probably, like, 2 weeks' worth of shows in here, and then we go and play, like, maybe 5 songs tonight. So I'm good for a little while. This is pretty cool, you know. Awesome. I think we had a good show. I don't know. I'm talking like it's the after party. We still got 2.5 minutes left. We normally don't.
I think we did have a good show, Ben. We did.
I'm glad that we had Faithless James back on. He's been so MIA with ever since, you know, working full time and then doing whatever he's doing with the restaurant and Mackay and everything.
Boxing. He's boxing now. It's fucking awesome.
Right. What? I'm trying to think.
He's boxing now. He
what the hell
fuck
is going on?
Because
we haven't We haven't pimped out a lot yet. I know that there's you've got a show coming up, Mary, right?
Friday. Next week, Bert's Tiki Lounge. I believe it's Saturday, right? The 21st?
Right. And, yeah.
No. I'm totally wrong on the date, but I know it's Saturday next week.
Yeah, it's like the 27th or something. It's next Saturday. And then tomorrow, Sam West
is
pimping
fucking
out.
American Slang. Oh, my God. Tomorrow,
right, you're
what?
Playing with... No, you're playing with...
Dude,
American
Slang and Good Green are right now in fucking Taos, and they're getting ready to go to Colorado
playing.
To do two shows.
No,
oh,
not
that
tomorrow
would be
night,
a
but,
fun road trip.
Saturday night, Hooligans, there's some big thing going on. And remember, Sam was on here last week talking about it. There's going to be a lot of bands. I don't remember the names of them right now, but there were some coming in from out of town that sounded pretty cool. There's going to be... people hanging from the ceiling and shit. It should be fun. We should really go check that out, Mayor. What are you doing Saturday night?
I can make it happen Saturday night if need be. Is that what's going to happen Saturday night?
I think so. That's the
all
deal.
Right, well, I can make
Oxford
it happen.
Underground Radio right. In the house.
All right, Saturday night. I got it.
Hooligans. That's like in 2 days. And then the Saturday after right. that, you're playing at Bert's Tiki Lounge with... It is. It's fucking Mondo and American.
American,
right?
Dude.
Great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got 10 seconds.
It's such a fucking fun night.
All right, dude. Everybody that's listening live, thanks for listening. And thanks to Rose for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, all the callers.
And, yes, and thank you. And if you're not listening live, then we're not done for it with you. And if you are listening live, listen to it again, not live, so you can see what's going on.
Appreciate
I think we're done.
Colin,
I didn't tell you then.
Huh?
Hey, Ben. What are you doing right now, Ben?
Hey. Staring at the switchboard program. Totally, just staring at the switchboard program. And at Facebook, too. I'm getting people are messaging me at the same time. And I'm multitasking, and I'm smoking an American Spirit Blue Rolly.
All right, awesome. I'm hanging clothes on the line. That's what I'm doing. I'm in the backyard, and I'm hanging out laundry for 5 people. Bam!
Fuck yeah.
Supermom to the fucking max.
You got to hang him high enough that your tall dog doesn't get to him.
Dude, he's fine. I just tried to take him on a walk, and he was, like, so pouty because I told him we had to come back. He wanted to go adventure because it's nighttime. His little animal self is coming out, and he wanted to be a beast. And when we lived in the country, him and I would be a beast together and, like, freaking go exploring at night. And he's missing that.
Hold on, I'm typing. Your dog is missing exploring.
He's missing being a country dog
Michelle
and having, like, free range, dude. It's different being in the city than it was being out in the middle of nowhere. I'm feeling it, too, and so is he. I know he longs for it. He wants to go out at night. He wants to sniff everything. I mean, we had, like, 3.5 acres in the middle of nowhere, and he had free range. So it's an adjustment for him.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. And I want to. I'm going to go animalistic and go freaking out. Huh?
Was that his, like, how many times has that dog moved with you? Because he doesn't seem very old.
That, no, this is the first, dude, he's six. He's 6 years old. He has the heart of a puppy, and he always.
Right.
He's just, he's got these long-ass legs. He's such a funny guy. And I'm so glad that I found a place where I could, like, keep him. Because I haven't had him in, like, almost a year since the fire. So, him being back with us and the kids and everything and all of us being a family together is awesome. And he comes into the house. The other day the kids were playing the game of life.
Does he come all the way in yet?
He does. He comes. Dude, you should see him in the living room. He's completely comfortable in the living room as long as he can get to the.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. Because
the other day
he would come
in with the kids.
He would not even come in the back door for the longest time, it seemed like. And
dude,
he would jump to the carpet.
Ryan Lawrence, which is crazy,
yeah.
Josh, because I had a
podcast
the other night, and Josh, he was sitting at the table, and, like, he wasn't even paying any attention to Jupiter, but Jupiter was, like, drawn to him. It was interesting. And Jupiter went into the kitchen for the first time. It wasn't like Josh was like, come here. He was just sitting in a chair. Jupiter went up to him and sat down and was like, hey. And Josh, like, petted him a little bit, and it wasn't even like he was being, like, over-obnoxious, but he actually went into the kitchen on the floor to sit next to Josh, and I was like, damn.
Wow.
He's never done that, dude. And now he comes into the kitchen just a little bit, just to the table, because he's got these phobias, because he slipped and biffed it really hard on a slick floor, and so every time he hears his nails click, it, like, sends the fear. It's interesting to see that in other animals.
It must
animals.
Have been a really hard bip, or maybe he's just got, a kind of a fragile psyche. What do you think? I mean, what's the psychology behind that? Because that's kind of an extreme reaction for a dog. What happened
in the
biffing?
Because I know he hurt himself really well. Like, he fucking spazzed out like no other dude when he came into the house when we put the linoleum floor down, like the wood laminate.
Yeah.
And he spazzed out like no other, dude, and he started slipping his side, and he was, like, bouncing off of everything, and he would just had, like, such a scared look on his face. He was so scared. And then ever since then, when he hears the noise, I see the same look on his face, and it's, like, was traumatizing
to him. Oh, my gosh. I can picture it.
It seriously was. This big old
selfie
dog, dude.
Fucking hell, you should try it. Maybe you shouldn't. Roller skates, they make. Have you ever seen a dog on a roller skate?
No. But
that would be extra mean to do to your dog.
While reading Cesar Millan's books and watching his episodes. So he is amazing on a leash. This dog is amazing on a leash. And I have to say, hey, Cesar, you got some, you know your stuff, Cesar Millan. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a way to communicate with animals. I don't know. People, like, try to make them human, but they're not. They're animals. They have a different way of thinking. And I think that's where a lot of the behavioral problems come through, too.
You watch people
with their dogs and, you know what I'm talking about. Are we still in the archives?
Yeah, totally. We've got, like, another 15 minutes or so.
Really?
And we could keep
Where's
talking.
Where's Corey?
He's there.
I'm right here.
Right.
Oh, are you right there?
I'm totally right here.
Okay,
Rose
so
left,
let's check this.
Left, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, it's just the three of us.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back
right,
to our menage a trois.
It's our menage a trois. That's great. So
I call Todd.
No, you don't. I call middle. Corey's the bottom. I call middle.
Oh my God.
Cuddle puddle to the neck.
Cuddle puddle. We're going to get fired one day.
I don't think that's possible. I don't think we have a boss. They're a boss.
Right.
Hey,
I'm not sure.
That co-host that you were talking about, Ben?
I don't know. I was just wondering. I knew she had to work tonight. She wasn't sure how early she'd get out.
What made you think about getting another co-host, Ben? Like, what were your thoughts on that? Like, just adding more flavor or more voices? Or
when,
what?
Because Corey's been doing the battle of the bands and calling in more sporadically, and it seems like we need two or at least three people that are going to be there all the time. So if like one person isn't there,
like tonight,
it was really cool,
like tonight,
like how last night, right when you're on mute, No, but like last week, like, and all of a sudden Corey wasn't busy, which was really fucking cool because you weren't even there. You don't want anybody to get stuck never with anybody to talk to, you know?
Yeah, and I understand that. Like, it's totally weird, like, when me and Ben are talking or just, you know what I mean? Like, when I was left on the air with the guy, I was like, where's my backup? You know what I mean?
Right, I know. Dude, I'm sorry about that. It's like,
and I was muted.
You know, okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you know what I did? I had to actually text pay bill to 4444 so Cricket would turn my phone back on so I could call in and finish the show. My internet just totally fucked up on me, and like it would not let me reconnect via Skype. So it was like that, or just let you continue talking. And Mary would have been on mute the entire time for some reason. And now it did start working again afterwards. The computer's was working, and I could mute and unmute calls and play music again. Thank God, but. For like the longest time,
mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. We've got this shitty, we're in the hostel, you know, the router down there probably can't handle as many people as try to log into it, you know. It doesn't seem any different than the router that you would get through a normal apartment complex. And I don't know how many IP addresses it can assign out. But then we've got a whole hostel full of, like tonight, there's a lot of people in the hostel, and a lot of them are probably using the Wi-Fi, so we're getting, like, booted off or whatever, limited connections, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It ended up working out, though. Thank you for hanging out and carrying the show.
Thanks.
No problem. I enjoyed it. It was cool because he's been a filmmaker and I got to ask a lot of questions, and I was like, yeah, it's my show, motherfuckers.
I heard it all. I was there, and Corey, you did an amazing job.
Oh,
good job, Corey.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate it. I didn't have Ben.
And I did tell you at one point in time, I was like, Corey, I love you, and you like paused.
Aww.
And I thought you heard me. And I was like, oh, but he didn't say anything.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, I'm just skipping over Mary. And I was like, oh, fucker. I didn't know I was on mute.
I love you too, dude.
I love your passion. I love you, Corey. And you're awesome. You really are.
Thank you. I love you too, Mary.
Thanks. Thanks, Corey.
Ben, we love
I
you
love
too.
I love all of you.
Like,
that's great.
We love you
it's
too,
It's a
Ben.
Big love fest on this show. It's Occupy Underground Radio, and we love everyone. We love you if you're listening.
Like,
we don't know you, but if we met you, we would bring you in as family because that's just how we are. We meet people and we love them, and animals too, and plants and rocks. I like little streams and I love little bridges with like the old stone bridges with ivy on them.
Speaking of streams,
cool.
Man. It is so nice to be around so much fucking water, dude.
I
just learned this fact, 7 miles in any direction you can get fucking water, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, love it.
Yeah, I bet. Fucking A.
You're speechless, right? You miss water.
No, no. I've got like two different people messaging me at the same time. I probably should not be paying attention to Facebook. I should be paying attention to like the 10 more minutes that we have on the radio show. Mary totally hung up. Was that like was she saying goodbye when she, I guess so. That's what I get for not listening. Don't you love this? What do you think, Corey? We got like 10 more minutes. We could conceivably play like another Mondo and another Sense and Change song for people before it cuts them out. What do you think?
Yeah, you know,
I think that's
a good idea. Since we played nothing tonight, we had such a good conversation.
I know. I played nothing, and so I decided, since playing nothing, that the first set, those were the bands we played, so I was like, fuck it, we're going to continue with this Albuquerque theme, a little Job Branch, a little Mondo, a little BNN, and let's do a little Sense and Change because I like, dude, this album sounds awesome.
It's
I'm just gonna say
ass,
that,
right?
And
they're
it is
amazing.
A free album on the internet. I don't remember right now where. Bandcamp. You go to Bandcamp,
Yep.
Sense and change, and name your own price, and just name your prices zero, and it'll download to you. And then check this out. Okay, Caroline Bauer from Eugene. Remember her? We've played her a bunch of weeks.
Yeah, I remember her.
Okay, she's going to be our guest, not next week, but the week after. Next week, we've got a filmmaker. Yeah, dude, I know. Awesome, right? And then and people, yeah, I had some I heard her play tonight, too, but I guess you have to wait. Yeah, you can find her on Reverb Nation, too, Caroline Bauer from Eugene, Oregon, on Facebook. She's Music by Caroline, and she's real cool. And I'm stoked that she's going to be coming on. And then next week, we've got Mark I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I hate it when that happens. It's like Tarrant or Tarrant, something like that. But I met him at ACE as well. He's an Albuquerque filmmaker. He's got a movie he's working on, and I know he just completed a project for the 48-hour film project. So he'll be on next week and talking about what he's got going on. And he was cool. I talked to him. I talked to him and I talked to Rose. Those are the two. The two like filmmaker people that I talked to at ACE mainly, and it's cool that I got both of them to call in and talk to it. So he'll be our guest next week.
Yeah, make sure you post them on the Facebook, man, so we all can know.
Yeah,
everyone
sure.
can know with little links to.
Yeah, he's in my friend list.
Awesome.
He's totally in my friend list too, and then and so is Rose. All right, I honestly don't know how much time we have. But I'm going to start playing. I'm going to play a Sense and Change song, and I'm going to try to play another Mondo song after that. Hopefully there'll be enough time for it. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's peace out, Corey. Have a good night.
You too, brother.
All right, everybody. Have a good night, Occupy Underground radio listeners. Here's some Sense and Change for your ear holes.
Learn it from you. you rather than Fox News the NBC.
So where were you when I thought this was the end? And I had to run a go to switch rocks to my only friend. Look at the message they send. Look at the message they send. The type of shit that you think is just pretend. Cause they put it on the movie, so it's not meant to offend. Look at the message they send. Look at the message they send. And they don't matter where they belong, so what they want. Go around my bank and knows what guns to get caught. Look at the message they send. From the television set. A little man hasn't had sex yet, arrested. All the girls think we can get them undressed, cause look at the message they send. I bet he learned it from the television set. So let me see, let me see, let me see. You made me trust no one and I could find my own way. I don't need no one, everyone drives me insane. I could make up my mind, but don't your thoughts in my brain, cause you're only foolish and all I need is wisdom. Every mind that surrounds itself with you becomes a prison. And every time I come around you, I always listen. Trust the news that you report till I found out something's missing now, yeah. The news you report and I found out something's missing now, oh yeah. Just the news you report and I found out something's missing in it. Just the news you report.
No, you listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park, carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom killing business. So if you want the truth, go to yourself, because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. Thank you.
nothing is as good as it has been. Yeah, yeah. I'm just waiting for the world to end. Nothing is as good as it has been. Yeah.
All right, that's it. Wrapping up the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Please like our pages if you haven't done that already. Occupy Underground, Occupy Underground Radio, Occupy Underground Michigan. And share us around. Tell your friends about us. And listen and call in. Call in and talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Good night, everyone.